I tell you, let's do it light first and then pick it up.
I'm Johnny Athens, and this is A Whole Hour of Variety here on 101.5 Indy.
Star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. Just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. How would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? Hey, a pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He ain't got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. How would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. And to fool the people is his only thought. Though he's slippery, still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys on in the zoo, every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are.
Indy 101.5. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, as I'm sure you can recall from that wonderful title intro. Who produced that? I'm sure a wonderful, fun-loving, whimsical man has some fun playing music, doing things. And I think doing some of those things. Let's see. Do we have that? Yeah, that's on our roster for tonight, is doing things. So we're going to get a lot of those things done for tonight. Absolutely. Circle talk at its finest, am I right? 10 seconds of your life you'll never get back. But why would you want to get them back? This is the Johnny Athens Variety Show. The best time, if you're going to waste 10 seconds, do it here. Do it right now. Nobody's watching. No one will judge. But there are a lot of exciting things, so I don't think you'll be wasting a moment of your time this hour, because not only do we have wonderful music featuring Pharoah Sanders, Rudy Valley, Gavin Crawford, Clifford Brown, Quincy Jones, and so much more coming up, but a very special guest joins us tonight in an exclusive interview. Johnny Athens interviews none other than Bernie Senensky, as he is talking about his new album, Don't Look Back, which just came out on January 14th. These rare new recordings that were just found, but he'll talk about that. Other words, we have, of course, our comedy like usual, and so many more things, a lot of exciting things to talk about, and I'm really up and ready to go with that. So stay tuned, lots coming up. That exclusive interview coming up in a little bit, but first, it's Pharoah Sanders with Astral Traveling on Indie 101.5. We'll be right back.
many other ladies I have lied to. Many were my happy nights, and yet the night they raided Minsky's is the night I can't forget. And the night they ended prohibition, oh, Delancey Street was plenty wet. Yet the night they raided Minsky's is the night I can't forget. We were watching Phoebe from Gapery in her artistic dance, when just by chance her dress tore in two. What was she to do? And then the whistle blew, followed by the cops, and every man turned pale. Oh, what a brawl, they arrested us all. Phoebe finished her dance in jail. Now I'm very old with just my memories. Now my biggest thrill's a cigarette. But the night they raided Minsky's is the night I can't forget. Brawl, they arrested us all. He ended her dance in jail. Now I'm very old with just my memories. Now my biggest thrill's a cigarette. But the night they raided Minsky's, but the night they raided Minsky's, but the night they raided Minsky's is the night I can't.
Indy 101.5, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I have a very special guest today, Bernie Senensky, a man who has been in the jazz scene for over 50 years, decided to spend a few minutes of those many talented years talking with none other than myself. So what a generous and charitable guy to give up something to someone like me, you know. So we got the chance of talked with him. I know we've played some music from this album, Don't Look Back. These are archive rare recordings. He's going to talk a little bit about that, that were hidden away, and they decided to release them. So this album came out January 14th, and it's been hanging up. I know I've had it on the show for a while, and I can't get enough. It's great stuff. It's classic. And knowing the story behind it, getting to chat with Bernie about it, was a wonderful experience. So without further ado, here is my interview with Bernie Senensky about his album and his work in jazz. So the music on this new album, Don't Look Back, these are all archive recordings, right?
Yeah.
I guess the question is why the wait?
Trying to figure that out myself. I don't know why, but basically, it was recorded at a John McLeod. I don't know whether you're familiar with him, a trumpet player in Toronto. In any record, and it was Barry Elms, Neil Swinson, and a bunch of other musicians. We recorded things in John McLeod's house in his living room. Not all of those recordings got released, you know, but some of them did on Unity Records, and they called it Partner's Studio.
Okay.
And I remember they brought in a full-size piano. They had to take the legs off to get it through the door.
Oh my gosh.
Remember that, yeah. In any case, put out a few recordings, some on that label, but other labels that they came out on. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure why that one was not.
Right.
Perhaps it was, I was quite busy that time with jazz clubs and going at that time. And,
mm-hmm.
But, I've had that question asked to me a few times. And I can't figure it out.
It's just one of those things. Well, they're out now, so yeah. I guess better late than never. So
yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So you said this was done through John McLeod at his house?
Yes.
So how was it you first got to meet him?
Oh well, I played with him many times. local Toronto musicians. You know, we all know each other. We all play with each other in different bands. And
well, a career spanning over 50 years, that's a heck of a lot. So I'm sure you've had the chance to work and meet with a lot of guys there.
I have, yeah. And I've been lucky. There, you know, there were a couple of clubs, as I said, brought in musicians from at US, big, you know, name musicians. Urban Street was one of them, a couple others.
I've heard you also got to work along with Chet Baker, Mo Kaufman, Pharoah Sanders.
Yeah, Pharoah Sanders was, he never came to Toronto, not that I know of. I didn't play with him there. I played with him with a guitar player named Tsuji Munoz, and I did some gigs with him. And that one was, the one with Pharoah Sanders was in, but it was a nice club, and that came out one of Tsuji Munoz's albums. But that was a really great experience to play with people like that.
I was going to say, because Pharoah Sanders, he's a bit, I mean, I'd say he's a bit out there, even for the jazz kind of scene. He definitely has his own style. So what was it like working off of him and kind of coordinating between you guys there?
We played, you know, we're familiar with the music, and we just went ahead and played, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
So when you first got started, was it something you, like, did you see yourself being where you are now?
Oh, no. I mean, I was in my teens, you know, when I was, like, 16, 17, maybe even 15, you know, when I started playing, getting interested in jazz.
So at any point when you were that young, did you think, like, you could turn this into a career? Or when did that happen?
No, you know, when you're that young, you don't think like that.
Yeah.
I remember going with a friend of mine who was a drummer, and my parents went on a holiday somewhere, so they were out of town, and a friend of mine and I decided to go to Vancouver because he had some relatives there.
Oh, wow.
Had to take a bus.
Oh, wow.
We took a bus to Vancouver.
Oh, my God.
He took his drums with him, and not knowing any musicians or any friends. I think he had, as I said, some relatives there.
Right.
He stayed at his I ended up staying at a place on Hastings Street. Not a very good area in town. I didn't know that then. In a little hotel that the musicians stayed. I guess I asked around and where's a good place to stay, and they suggested this. No phone in the room.
Oh, wow.
You just had pay phones. One day, they called me, front desk called me, and said, oh, you have a call. Okay, so I take the phone, and it was my mother.
Uh-oh.
I told nobody where I was going.
Yeah.
Or whatever. How did she find out? She came home from vacation, and I guess one of the neighbors said, yeah, he took the bus to Vancouver, but, you know, didn't leave any information on where I was staying or anything. Of course, I didn't know at the time.
Right.
And I said, well, how did you find it? So I think she called the Musicians Union in Vancouver and asked, you know, where do musicians stay? I don't know. I have no idea how to do that. That's where I met Don Thompson and Terry Clark Club, at a club there in Vancouver.
Well, that just goes to show the testament of the power of a mom. They can really... they'll find a way. I've had... the chance to listen to the album, and I know I've played it on the show a couple times, and it's really fantastic stuff. So I'm glad we did get the chance to finally release it there. That's exciting.
Yeah, me too. thanks to producer John Bennett. I can't thank him enough for putting this together. and Corey Weed's, putting it out on his label. I'm pretty happy with it. It was in my basement for all these years. All the masters. Yeah, they were in the basement, and then we had a little leakage, and then it was in my bedroom in the closet up on the shelf for many years, and I sort of just came across the masters. Everyone that worked on it did such a great job, and it finally came out. It's amazing after all these years.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we're probably all as happy to have it out there as you are.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining me and sharing your time.
My pleasure.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and I look forward to seeing what else you got hidden away. Who knows?
Yeah, there's a couple other things.
Oh, a part two, maybe.
Part two, yeah.
There you
well,
go.
Not part two, but another recording.
There you go.
Part two that we're working on.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay.
Well, yeah.
We'll have to stay tuned.
Okay, definitely.
I want to call back, and then we're going to find when you got some more music, and then we can chat about that, too.
Definitely. Sounds good.
Take care, Bernie.
Okay, you too. Bye for now.
continue to write? Why don't you come here? Perché non vieni qui?
Five Indie, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that interview. It was a lot of fun talking to Bernie, and I do appreciate Mr. Sinensky for letting me steal some of his time and talking with us and sharing these stories and information with us. It was a lot of fun. Learned a lot about the album itself, too. I wasn't sure that everything on it was hidden away for years. I thought, okay, maybe a couple of them are new, maybe unreleased, whatever. But no, the whole thing are from those old sessions at McLeod's house back in the day, as he was talking about. So very interesting to learn about that. And the fact that this stuff, I mean, this is Bernie Sinensky. Who knows who else and how much more? He said he might do a part two, so, or another album, different sessions, different artists with him. But who knows, like, how much more he has hidden away, or so many other artists, you know? I think that's why the big fire for the Universal Music Studio, or Sony, I can't remember which one, but the big fire a few years ago was a big loss, because there were a lot of recordings there that hadn't been published in a long time, and some of which have never been released, and now we never get to hear them. So that's a shame, but time goes on, and in some cases, we do get them out, and we get to hear them like we did with Bernie. And then we did follow that interview with Danse Encore by the man himself, and then Piove per Noi by Stelvio Cipriani. So that does bring us over. If you're a fan of the show, you might know what time it is. That's right. The clock is ringing. The chimes are singing. It's comedy time on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And we have a special comedian who I found really funny. Gavin Crawford. This is an excerpt from his special titled Virgin Territory, which premiered on the CBC a couple years ago. And in this bit, he talks about CBC comedy. And it's funny because I was watching this clip and the comments are what really got me. Because he talks about CBC radio and these, some of the comments were sharing about the things that they talked about on the times they listened to CBC radio. And I think we all know. We've all tuned in once or twice, and it is very interesting stuff, or it can be very interesting. And there are a lot of parts in the country that are a bit more remote or don't have a station nearby, so the CBC is the only thing you can listen to. And one man was sharing how his job involves long drives, and he described turning on the radio as CBC roulette, because sometimes you get interviews like the one with the journalist who was embedded in a Yemeni village before and after the bombing, and sometimes you get interviews with a town councillor in Creston, BC, talking about a local blueberry pie eating contest. That's very true. That is the scales, the extremes of Canadian broadcasting. Another one sharing how the CBC once aired a segment about paint, about drying paint, and it was actually interesting. Another time on the French CBC, I believe that's Radio 1 or EC Radio, they had a special dedicated to forks, music that mentioned forks and utensils, and it was kind of interesting because each song, between each song, were fork facts. That's incredible. That's, you know what, I'm kind of happy that we have that. I mean, how often do you get the chance? You don't, you know, so the fact that somewhere out there someone's producing this stuff is incredible, and I appreciate it a lot, but, I mean, it doesn't mean we can't poke some fun every now and again. And Gavin Crawford is going to do just that here on Indy 101.5.
Always had kind of a love-hate relationship with CBC Radio. I mean, you know, of course we love it, don't we? It's a national institution. But, you know, CBC Radio can be, how do I put this politely, a little dry at times. I mean, you know, some of the people that call into CBC Radio, like, it's not so much that they're uninteresting, it's that they're aggressively uninteresting. Not anyone in this room, obviously, but, like, the other day, I heard this on CBC Radio, I heard a person on CBC Radio actually say, "Today on the program, we're talking about lineups. Call us with your fascinating lineup stories." There's no such thing as a fascinating lineup story. It's not a thing. I mean, you would never hear that on American talk radio. American talk radio is fully crazy 100% of the time. American talk radio is like, "Today on the program, we're asking the question, at what stage is a fetus legally allowed to own a handgun? And we are taking your calls." So you just don't get that on CBC Radio, which I am very grateful for. Instead, you get amazing phone calls like this one, which is pretty much an accurate recreation of a call I heard once while I was driving across the prairies. A guy called in. He was like,
"Yeah, hello. This is Ken calling from Creek River. I couldn't help but call in when I heard you were looking for interesting stories about packaging. I had a really funny thing happen to me a few weeks ago. You know, what happened was I was trying to open this pack of batteries. And, well, we'd had a power failure and I needed batteries for the flashlight, of course. But I just, you know, I could not get the darn things open, eh? And, of course, after I was struggling for a bit, I thought, well, I'll just go to the kitchen, you know, to get a knife, maybe. And here's where it starts to get real interesting. So, of course, I go to the kitchen, and we live in a ranch-style bungalow, so it wasn't too far of a way to go. Anyway, that's not the funny part. Anyway, there I am trying to jimmy my way into these batteries, you know, with this knife. And I don't know, it was a paring knife maybe or a steak knife. Anyway, that's not really germane. But, of course, my hand slipped, you know, and up comes the knife and cut my forehead open. Yeah, it was quite comical. But also a very large gash. So, you know, to make a long story short, a quick trip to the emergency and 15 stitches later. And, you know, God bless Canadian healthcare. Eh? I'm all fixed up. But, yeah, of course, I never did get the darn batteries open. But, the funny thing is, eh, now I got a kind of a lightning-shaped scar on my forehead. Yeah, the wife likes to tease me, you know. She calls me Harry Potter. After the boy wizard, you know, from the book of the same name. Then, of course, I always tease her back, you know. I say, well, it's a good thing I'm not a wizard or you'd have disappeared years ago. I'd have a wife that enjoys intercourse. Anyhow, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, bless CBC Radio. A new chapter of my life as one of their minions.
back on Indie 101.5. How are you? I hope you've been enjoying the hour, having lots of fun. And I know I have. It's been great. Gavin Crawford was an excellent comedian. I really liked that bit. I enjoyed it a lot. And his accent, that prairie accent, is so spot on. It really feels like you're listening to boring radio. And that was followed by Joy Spring by Clifford Brown and Max Roach. And then I Know Corrida by Quincy Jones. And then that followed by Johnny Athens. He's going to close out the show. And then some music to end out the show. And then more programming. And then. But this is Indie 101.5. And this is the end of the Johnny Athens Variety Hour for February 2nd, 2022. I thank you for tuning in. You may have been made aware of the Bernie Sinensky interview if you followed the social medias. It was shared earlier today on Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook and Johnny.Athens on Instagram. It was posted on the story there, so you can always interact with me that way or any of us here at Indie. Or you can also just follow, see what's going on. Or you could not if you really don't want to, but I think I would appreciate it more if you did. So that's an option. You know, I'm not going to force you to commit to anything, but it's there. I want to let you know. So yeah, that's a great way to stay in touch with the show, see what's coming up ahead of time, and know whether it's worth tuning in or not. You know, maybe the Gavin Crawford bit did just get to me a little bit too much, seeing as how. Although I'm not CBC Radio, he spared the mention of Indie 115, so maybe that's a good thing. But that does bring to the end of the hour. So I do thank you so much for tuning in this week. It means a lot. I thank you very much. And for those who didn't tune in, well, it's the thought that counts, and we appreciate that too. So from all of us here at the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, I wish you a very good night and goodbye on Indie 115. Thank you.
From the edge of Hamilton's escarpment, this is Indy 1015 CIOI.
Hi, thanks for joining us. Welcome to Indy 101.5. You are tuned in to the 86th episode of Hamiltopia. Today is Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022, and yes, we have entered a portal. 2-2-2-2. I guess tonight at 10:22 p.m. it'll be extra portally. To celebrate, let's hear the latest from underground legend Jan Terry with Email My Heart on
Hamiltopia.
Like a shooting star.